The Story of Cinderella. Once there was a little girl whose father had married a second wife who had two mean daughters. These two daughters said to the little girl,
"You are good for nothing but to take the ashes out and poke up the fire and work."
So because she was always kept busy tending the fire and raking the cinders, they called her Cinderella. One day, the king's son decided to give a ball, and the two sisters were invited to attend. They spent days in trying on dresses and looking at themselves in the mirror.
"Cinderella, fetch me my comb. Cinderella, fetch me my gloves. Cinderella, I can't find my fan."
And little Cinderella ran 100 errands for them all day long.
"Don't you wish you could go to the ball? How the prince would laugh if he saw you in your ragged dress."
After they had gone, Cinderella sat by the fire and sighed.
"Oh, just the same, I wish I could go."
At that minute, a voice behind her said,
"And so you shall."
Cinderella looked around, and there stood a beautiful lady with a gold wand in her hand.
"I am your fairy godmother, Cinderella, and I've come to help you go to the ball. Run, my dear, and get me a nice big pumpkin from the garden."
Cinderella did as she was told. The fairy waved her wand, and the pumpkin was changed into a golden carriage.
"Now bring me the mouse trap from the cellar."
Cinderella ran to bring the cage, which had 6 fat mice in it. Again the fairy waved her wand, and the mice became 6 prancing white horses. Cinderella was so surprised she couldn't speak. Then the fairy godmother said,
"Let me see. Have you a rat trap? I think a rat would make a handsome coachman."
And sure enough, when Cinderella brought the rat trap, the fairy godmother again waved her wand, and the rat became a jolly little coachman dressed in a green velvet jacket.
"Now you'll find 6 lizards behind the watering pot in the garden."
Cinderella found the lizards where the fairy had said, and they were quickly changed into footmen whose clothes were trimmed with silver and gold. Cinderella was very grateful, but she said,
"But I can't go in this ragged dress."
Her fairy godmother laughed and touched Cinderella with her wand.
"Oh,"
cried Cinderella as she looked down at her beautiful gown. It looked like it had been spun of sunshine and moonbeams, and on her feet she wore little slippers of glass.
"Now you may go, child. But remember one thing. You must be home by midnight, for when the clock strikes 12, all of this magic will end."
Cinderella promised to remember, and off she went to the ball. Everyone admired Cinderella when she arrived and tried to guess who she was, and the prince would dance with no one but her all evening. Even the king thought he'd never seen a lovelier girl. But when Cinderella looked at the clock and saw it was 11:45, she slipped out of the palace, rode home in her golden coach, and was sitting by the fire in her old rags by the time her sisters came home much later. They could talk of nothing but the mysterious princess.
"The prince was quite taken with her. He's giving another ball tomorrow night. I wonder if she will come again."
The next evening, after her sisters had left for the palace, Cinderella's godmother appeared again. And again Cinderella was changed into the beautiful princess with the golden coach. This evening was even more wonderful than the first. And Cinderella was so happy dancing with the prince that she forgot about her promise to be home by midnight until suddenly she heard the clock begin to chime the hour. She ran as fast as she could out of the palace and down the staircase in such a hurry that one of her little glass slippers came off on the stairs. But she was too late. The coach was again a big pumpkin, and Cinderella's clothes were again rags. Only the little glass slipper did not change. Cinderella tucked it into her apron pocket. The next morning, a messenger from the palace called out the news that the prince had found the glass slipper, and every girl in the kingdom was invited to try it on. If it fit, and the girl had the other glass slipper, that girl would be his bride. Well, the sisters spent all day pinching their toes, but Cinderella just washed her face and wished she had a nicer dress to wear. Soon the prince came, and the stepsisters tried their luck.
"I think it will fit."
And the older sister's face turned red from trying, but she could not squeeze even her big toe into that tiny slipper. The second sister could do no better. Then Cinderella said,
"Let me try."
The sister screamed at her,
"You! You go back to the kitchen where you belong. You try, indeed."
But the prince could see Cinderella had a sweet face, and he had said all must have a chance. So the little slipper was held out to her. Of course, her foot slid into the slipper easily. Then she took the other slipper from her pocket and put it on. At that moment, her fairy godmother appeared, and Cinderella once again stood in her beautiful gown. Then the prince knelt down and claimed her for his bride. Cinderella was so happy that she forgave her stepsisters for their meanness, and they all lived happily from that time on.